Council tax rises. Calderdale Council will create a £10 million investment fund for regeneration schemes in the borough's smaller towns and local communities after setting the council's budget for the next three financial years. The budget will also support a significant increase in investment in social care to help meet rising demand, provide the right support for looked-after children, and ensure that care workers are paid the national living wage. Leader of the Council, Councillor Tim Swift, said, "Through this budget, we have sought a balance between protecting essential frontline services and investing so that our towns and villages will continue to grow and thrive. We must acknowledge that the amount of funding that Calderdale receives from central government continues to reduce, which means that even after taking into account of the increasing council tax, we have less to spend on all services other than adult social care. So we continue to have to make some very difficult choices. However, I believe that this budget will allow us to continue to support those universal council services which are so important to local people. It will allow us to support those who need our help most and to stimulate the growth which will build a prosperous future for everyone. Council tax rates will rise by 2.99% in 2018 to 2019. The council will also use the social care precept to raise council tax bills by a further 3% in 2018 to 2019 in an attempt to meet increasing demand as the population ages. The budget includes additional investment for some council services which require extra support. A funding boost of £150,000 in 2018-2019 was agreed for the Safer, Cleaner, Greener service which manages and maintains Calderdale's many parks, open spaces, children's play areas, woodlands and nature reserves. The service is also responsible for sweeping roads and footpaths, emptying litter bins and removing graffiti and fly tipping from council land. The youth offending team and young people services will receive an extra £50,000 each year to help tackle youth offending and support victims of crime.